the rest of the story. Even as a child growing up in Michigan in the 1920s, Claude Elwood Shannon was mechanically inclined. Not remarkably, his boyhood hero was inventor Thomas Edison. Imagine Claude's excitement then to learn that he and Edison were actually distant cousins. In school, the boy excelled in math and science. In his spare time, he built things, sometimes complicated things, such as sophisticated model airplanes, radio-controlled model boats, once even a telegraph system hooked up to a friend's house half a mile away. And Claude Shannon kept building things most all of his life. Chess-playing machines, maze-solving mechanical mice. But he was especially proud of one contraption in particular. He called it the ultimate machine, the most beautiful machine. To many encountering it for the first time, it was the most disturbing machine. Just a box, it appeared to be, like a small suitcase. But there was a switch on the outside, one switch. And when you flipped that switch, you got the surprise of your life. Not surprising are the enormous contributions of Claude Elwood Shannon to tomorrow, specifically in the fields of mathematics and electrical engineering. Graduating from the University of Michigan in 1936, he went on to MIT as a research assistant, received a master's and a PhD 4 years later, but it was his master's thesis, a symbolic analysis of relay and switching circuits, which opened the door to something called digital circuitry, the essential building block of modern computers and telecommunications equipment. His 1948 treatise, A Mathematical Theory of Communication, established the basis for information theory, added new terminology, a whole new language, to the standard technological dictionary. Today, of course, Claude Elwood Shannon is remembered as the beautiful mind who laid the theoretical foundations for modern mass communications. He's called the father of the information age. And yet amid the litany which comprises his extraordinary legacy is one outstanding, initially unnerving invention created in the wake of the accomplishments for which he is now hailed, a device he called the ultimate machine, the most beautiful machine. That small suitcase with the solitary beckoning switch. Go ahead, flick the switch, and you'll hear a buzzing, whirring machinery engage. You'll see the lid of the case open slowly, and then from inside a hand will emerge, a very real-looking mechanical hand, which then reaches down and turns the switch off and retreats into the case as the lid closes, and that's it. That is all that it does. But what a wonder it suggests. Because even after the turbulent brainstorms that swept humankind into the information age, the awe-inspiring Claude Elwood Shannon recognized, as had Shakespeare long before him, what a piece of work is man. That was the great genius. Tipping his hat, that was Mr. Shannon's ultimate tribute to the greatest designer of them all, the inventor of the human hand. And now you know the rest of the story.